understanding safety, housekeeping, and accident prevention. Most accidents are unplanned. Planned accident is not an accident. It's mischief. Most planned, unplanned, unexpected. But there are some accidents which happen because of shoddy management. Putting a blind eye to it. There's no one cause for an accident. Number of factors plays place. Sometimes there are a number of factors occurring together. So we'll go into all this. Safe working practices, we go into the prevention of accidents, accident causation. We go into all this. Accidents. The basic causes are two types. Deficiency in work environment, unsafe conditions. Basically, when there is deficiency in work environment, it's a technical solution. You have to change the environment. You have to change the unsafe thing to a safe position. Crack tiles, change the tire. Cause an accident. Slippery floor because of extra shining. Don't shine it extra. Inadequacy of behavior of injured person. I mean, mind is not there. Walk straight into a wall. Thud, hit your head. Accident. Not looking down while going down steps. Slipped. Got the footing wrong. Like I said, climbing up a ladder without and ladder is shaky, using a shaky ladder. That comes in both. Unsafe condition and unsafe act. Because the ladder was shaky, but the person used the ladder. You should not use the ladder, you should change the ladder. Or add somebody to hold the ladder. So you have to devise rules, regulations. And you have to keep looking at them. Now, potential hazards in housekeeping, faulty equipment. So my vacuum cleaner short ho gaya. It shorted. We had plugging it in. When you plug it and give you a shock. Faulty equipment. Flooring chipped. Tiles are chipped. And flooring is damaged. Why every time you're looking at it? Slippery floor. Not mopped properly. Not dry mopped at all. Spills are there. Somebody will slip. Bathrooms, the tiles are not proper. They are not matte finish. They are shiny, so the person will slip. Can't have shiny tiles in bathrooms, floors. You have to have bathroom tiles in bathroom floors, which are normally matte finished. Glass is cracked. Window is broken. Your chandelier thing is torn, one portion of it is coming out, the hand goes there, it'll hurt you. Cause you that your fittings are worn out. Electric wiring is the problem. It's shorting all the time. Insulation is not there, there's a problem with earthing. You're overloading the electric socket. Electric socket is not meant for heavy duty equipment, you're using it for heavy duty equipment. It'll create a short, cause a fire also. So these are the steps for increasing efficiency and ensuring that you keep yourself safe. One is providing proper equipment, personal preventive equipment. Workers have to wear something. I mean, there is a reason why maintenance people wear overalls. There is a reason why gloves are used. There is a specification to the shoes worn by housekeeping staff. You can't have leather-soled shoes. They are automatically slippery and are non-slippery. You have to have shoes which can withstand water. So rubber soles have to be there. So they are all part of PPEs. Administrative work and practices. What are you going to do with insurance? What is your procedure? What are your checks and balances? You've got to do something with yourself. The staff has to do things. Staff cannot take things and store it in the stairways. You have to ensure you do things properly. Engineering controls. Like I said, flooring is chipped, electric socket is fused out, your wiring is a little faulty, requires work change environment. You have to change the environment, you have to change the wiring, you have to change that. And as a management, you have to eliminate situations before you are framed. So as preventive maintenance, which we do, we talked about that in previous chapters, preventive maintenance in a room, why do we do that? To ensure that we are preempting these situations in the guest room. And you're doing increasing, what are you doing by all this? You're increasing efficiency, not only efficiency, effectiveness, everything. Your equipment will last longer, your things will be maintained, it'll look fresher, it'll give you a better look as a hotel. That's a common accident, slipping on a wet floor or falling down steps. Common accidents. Dampness on the staircase or just falling down because of not looking away or putting a foot. Person is cleaning, wet floor sign is there, person doesn't look there and just walks through it. Common accidents which happen. Awareness of the staff which is there is very important. Keeping the wet floor sign in a place so that the person doesn't walk on the wet floor. It's on the side. Look at the photograph there. It's on the side. It cannot be on the side. It has to be in the middle. So he cannot avoid it. He has to see it. Having railings on with staircases. I mean, there are a lot of other things which you can do, but to prevent. Accident prevention. You set goals. You know, you have set your goals, you test your processes, you keep testing them again and again and again and again. You evaluate outcomes. Once you evaluate your outcomes, then you know you need to change your goals, you change your goals. You analyze them, you change your goals, you have to learn from them. And you have to improve. However you feel that you have done everything to prevent an accident, you've done not everything. There's always more to be done. In case of accident, what do? Person's fall down, or you check. Check the victim, check the human being. Check if there's any assistance required. Report the manager to the manager immediately. Tell the manager that this has happened. This is an incident. Write and fill up an incident report. Administer first aid if there's a cut, bruise, because you have Dettol in your kit, first aid kit. Administer the first aid. If you don't know how to do it, get someone. Who can administer it? Get the person there immediately. If it's a serious injury, call the doctor. You have in-house doctors. That's one aspect. Second aspect is, if this is even more serious, then call an ambulance. And administer first aid till the time you can. Till the time the doctor comes in or the ambulance comes in. But obviously, you have to note down every event. Have to record it. And don't forget, you have to inform the management. You cannot brush aside an accident. It will come to bite you. Now, there are various types of emergencies which a hotel encounters. We live in a day and age, bomb threats are very normal nowadays. And bomb threats, hotels have installed baggage screening and various aspects of trying to figure out a bomb threat. But they yet do exist. Hotels blowing up across the world because of bomb threats. Fire threat is a constant. It's an always given. It's the one thing which can happen at any point of time and anywhere in a hotel. Death of a guest, something which is not in your control, especially if it's a natural death. You can't control that. So that is an emergency which you have to look at. Accidents, again, like we explained, accidents happen anywhere in a hotel. We've just gone through an epidemic, so illness and epidemics are also an important aspect. How do you control them? Can't control them. How do you ensure that there is proper quarantine and proper care given to the person, the guest which you have? Vandalism, lost and found. Somebody loses something. Theft, another common thing in hotels. Employees steal, guest steals from guests. Sometimes people in the same family steal from their own. Yeah, it happens in the house, it's fine. It's not a headache. But if it happens in your hotel, it's a headache. Then there is damage to property. And the last but not the least, and the most important actually, handling of unruly guests, drunken guests. We've seen that recently in the airlines situations when it was not handled properly. So we'll go through these different situations. Let's get to fire prevention and firefighting, because this is one of the most biggest cause of worry for any hotel. Fires happen anywhere. Can happen in a room because guest is coming, because there's a shortage, short on the electric thing. This is a smoking room. Guest is smoking on the bed. His cigarette falls onto the bed sheet catches fire. Improper use of chemicals. So what do you do? Fire prevention. Ensure that your entire, floors, your staircase especially, and the floors, your corridors are kept without obstructions. You're not storing things within corridors and within the steps. The person, when there is a case of fire, is running out of the hotel, bumps into it. You have to have an evacuation plan. You have to have a fire exit. You have to have a plan which is printed and kept in every room behind the door. That's the law in India. So the guest knows what to do. You have to have it illuminated so that they know in case of a failure of electricity where they have to run. You have to have it posted everywhere. Your fire exit signs have to be very clear. You have to have an effective fire evacuation plan in place. Every employee has to be trained in case of fire, what they're supposed to do. What is their emergency protocol? Who do they have to call? How are they to get guests out? Which exits to use? Fire drills have to be conducted regularly. You have to have a fire response on call. Your fire brigades and your fire marshals. You have to have an excellent relationship with them. You have to have them on call. Staff should be familiar with all the contact information. They should know who to call. And what is the quickness of the response? You have to have all that. So the drills are very, very important for fire prevention. Then hotels have fire alarm systems. Fire alarm systems, you have to check them periodically. Alarm should be working. Battery should be proper. They should be the right fire alarm comes with the right smoke. Smoke detectors should be there. They are the most critical element. They inform the entire hotel where the fire is happening. Person in the maintenance room will get this fire alarm is switched on from this place. They can rush immediately the particular, concentrate the fire in a particular place to try and ensure that everybody is clear of it. Your fire extinguishers have to be maintained, have to be up to date. Your fire hoses have to be up to date. Your water supply to the fire hoses have to be up to date. Exit signs, your fire exit signs have to be very clear cut and illuminated, even in the dark. And obviously you have to do fire drills periodically, have to do inspections at every given point of time. You have to maintain in your fire equipment. Now, fire is classified depending on the fire. You would use different methods to extinguish the fire. Class A, Class B, Class C, and Class D. Class A are usually thatch, wood, paper, ordinary consumer materials. Can it be extinguished with water by drying out the oxygen, throwing water on it? Class B fires are flammable, combustible liquids, gases, fuel source. In banquets, you use fuel. That could create a major fire. You need fire extinguishers mainly for class B. Even for class A, fire extinguishers are required at some times. All these are five different types of fire extinguishers. Class C, electric equipment, sockets, they catch fire. You can't use water then. You'll get electric shock. So you have to use fire extinguishers. Class D also. Intangible metals as the fluid source. So these are very important aspects, the classification of fires. Knowing that would tell you what you need to do. these signs which are kept. Fire extinguisher, to be used only in the event of fire. Now, there are deep fat fire, your waste bin has caught fire, your deep fat fire has caught fire. You don't use fire extinguisher for that. You use a blanket and cover it, lock out the oxygen. It'll go off in that. Person is burning, his clothes are burning. That you'll require a blanket. Wrap the person in the blanket, it'll extinguish the fire. They're used for smoother fires. And a lift should never be used in case of fire. The last thing in the world a lift should be used for. Because it's a fire trap. Smoke can enter into the lift compartment, you'll get smothered to death. It's a small enclosed space. Now let's go through a few of the various causes of fires. There are lots more. Lots more than these listed here, but there are lots more. Guest smoking in a room, drops it on a carpet, if it's a carpeted room, or drops it in his bed, smoking in the bed carelessly. Or a 10 volt lamp using a 20-30 volt bulb. That will cause it to fuse, it will cause the bulb to break and cause fire. Linen chutes are left open, storing different rags with different kinds of chemicals. Using them on different unused different surfaces creates friction, creates fire hazard. Electric appliances which are not in use are yet just plugged in. Faulty sockets, faulty wires, faulty equipments. One of the more other common ones, magnifying glass with an open window with the sun coming through it, causes a fire. So that's a common one. There are lots more. Some methods of prevention, some things which you could use. Automatic door closers, especially in stairways. Fire alarms, which is a very important method. Smoke detectors, exit signs, very important. Emergency lights. So see, one thing which a fire does, as soon as there's a fire, the maintenance department will switch off the light on the floor where the fire is. So that the fire does not catch into the electric sockets. Because then it will become an electrical and a normal fire. So they first switch it off. So you have to have emergency lights which run on its own, which allows the person to see. The manual alarm systems. Now, these are examples. So you can see there is a these are fire safety equipments which are there. In rooms you have the sprinkler system, which you can see the sprinkler. You can have these sprinkler systems in the corridor also. These would be attached to a smoke detector. A smoke detector would detect smoke and these would automatically function. So this is an automated system. Apart from that, you also have to have a manual system. You can see a fire extinguisher lying there for certain types of fires. Plus you can see a water pipe hose. So you have to ensure a separate tank is maintained for the water. Water pressure has to be there. Plus the hose is available at any points of time. In case of large fires, that is the most important. Even fire brigades required. So fire brigades, firemen who come to fight the fire. If it's on the 19th floor of a building, by the time they reach the 19th floor through ladders and all, it'll take a long time. So, and then the water pressure, so this is very important. So in case of fire, first thing what you need to do is feel the door. Feel it. If it is very hot, it's better off you remaining in the pool room which you are in. Rather go into the corridor where the fire is, because your door is getting burnt. Call for help immediately. Wake up people in your room. Just wake them up. There is a fire outside. Come on, get up. Open your window. Close your windows and doors as soon as you leave. So there is no more oxygen coming into your room. I have always said this. Use staircase. Never use the lift. And obviously, alarm's not gone on. Pull the alarm. The manual alarm. So that there is a warning sign given to everybody around you. Handling emergencies and housekeeping. Now, evacuation emergencies. Floor is on fire, you need to evacuate the floor. There are a couple of room boys in the house, floor supervisors on the floor. What do they do? Knock on all the doors which are there. Get this direct people straight into the emergency exit, the floors. Close the elevators down. So evacuation emergencies, very important. Medical emergency. What happens? Case is not well. How do you do first aid? When do you call the doctor? Very important. Other emergencies, dealing with bomb threats. Again, you have to do evacuation procedures. You have to keep people at a safe distance. Terrorism, bomb threats. Terrorism, we had a major case in Taj Bombay and Oberoi's. Terrorists came in with guns. Guest and employee threats, that's mainly unusual behavior aspects. In case of medical health emergencies, now respiratory arrest, there is cardiac arrest, person goes unconscious, falls down, hits his head, is completely unconscious, person is in acute distress, there is chest pains, really unwell. So in case of medical emergencies, you call the doctor, administer first aid, and you call the doctor. You do your first aid procedures. You've been taught first aid procedures are regularly taught to guests, to staff. Other emergencies, bomb threats, fire threat, we've gone through. Death of in-house guests in the hotel, in the hotel. In case of death of in-house guests in the hotel, we go through that. Accidents, we've gone through. Theft emergency situations, illness, pandemic emergency situations, vandalism, damage to property by the guest. This is a very common thing, damage to property by the guest. Drunken guest can do anything. An angry guest can do anything. Dealing with a bomb threat. Or what do you do when there is a bomb threat? First of all, when there is a bomb threat, you have to identify the space where the bomb threat is in the hotel. You have to evacuate the people from the, call the cops. You have to evacuate all the people closer to the bomb. If you see a suspicious item, you should not touch it. You have to evacuate guests from that area, then call the cops. Do not touch suspicious item. Move everyone to the safest, safe distance. Prevent people from coming into the area. I'm an inquisitive person. I want to go and see. Communicate with the rest of the staff, the visitors, public at large. And always communicate through handheld radios or mobile phones, but away from the immediate vicinity. You do not know what radio wave will bloody time trigger the bomb. Firstly, not lastly, inform the police. They are the ones who will come with the bomb squad and take out the bomb. You are not going to be able to do that. Yes, employee threats. Now, as a guest, I have valuables, I have a wallet, I leave it on the desk. And I go off outside. Employee comes in, picks out some cash and takes it. So there are important aspects. You have to deal with them properly. Investigation is the key. Guest's complaint has to be taken down. Once the complaint is taken out, security people have to talk to the guests. All employees have to be questioned. They have to be frisked. Lockers have to be checked. An employee normally comes into the hotel has to write down what he's taking into the hotel premises. And normally everything is kept in the lockers. You're not allowed to carry your personal belongings up to the floors. So all those need to be checked. You have to check for whether your safe deposit lockers in the room are proper or not. You can't give the safe deposit emergency key to anybody. You have to be careful of that. In case of sickness, what do you do in case of sickness? The first thing which you do is in case of a sickness is call the doctor. Apart from using your first aid techniques, in whichever you can provide first aid into. If it's a headache, you probably give a Crocin or something like that in India. But you call the doctor. You have a doctor on call. You call the doctor, speak to the guest, convey what the guest is feeling to the doctor. Let the guest speak to the doctor directly. Doctor comes in for a visit. You ensure that the guest is taken care of and other needs which the doctor prescribes are taken care of. That is in case of sickness. In case of death, now somebody is expired in your hotel. You have to first check whether there is a pulse or not. You have to look at the guest. You have to inform. First thing you do is you inform the front office and your housekeeping control desk. That so and so person is there, has expired. Who then will inform the general manager actually, because death is one of the most serious things which happen. The security manager is also informed. Doctor is called in to check if the death is there or not. Police are called in. How do you know that the death is actually suspicious, or is it an actual death? Poison, somebody could have poisoned the guest. So all these procedures you have to follow. In all, let's come to the conclusion. The conclusion is as simple as this. Safety and security is one of the most important aspects. Housekeeping being a central aspect of the entire hotel, as we've discussed in the last 12 chapters, is also responsible and the first people to come in close contact with people going through different and safety issues. They are ones who see suspicious guests. They are the ones who see unruly guests. They are ones who see drunken guests on the floors, in their rooms, creating a ruckus. They are the ones who have to act. So SOPs are very important for them to act. Informing people also a very important aspect. I hope you enjoyed the session today. Thank you very much.